And it's time now for your comments. Our coverage of the Terri Schiavo case is evoking a range of responses, including some who ask why this country pays so much attention. Listener Will Dirks writes, how many politicians flew back to Washington to push an investigation into the deaths of Iraqi civilians in Fallujah? He adds, if only we could be so conflicted about taking innocent lives overseas as we are about one life in Florida. Many people also weighed in after hearing a discussion about Social Security and freedom of choice. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Jillian Backus writes, I think there is a socioeconomic factor that has not been addressed. My hunch is that choices in Social Security work for those who have inclination, time, education, and resources. Interview janitors, doctors, nurses, and teachers, she writes, and ask them whether they feel comfortable making stock market choices with money intended for their retirement. We also received one more suggestion to our latest list of books recommended by librarian Nancy Pearl. Last week, she gave us a list of micro-histories, which focus on a single subject like pencils or salt. California reference librarian Fern Zalen suggests that we should also pick up works by John McPhee. She calls him the king of micro-histories. It is McPhee, after all, who once wrote an entire book about oranges, and she points out his latest book is about the American shad. During that same interview, Nancy Pearl said that Egyptians invented the number zero. Some of you wrote in to inform us that credit should go largely to mathematicians in India. Rob Gessner of Lawrenceville, Georgia writes, I was very amused by your piece on Microsoft's grammar check. I am frequently nonplussed by its inane suggestions. Now, at the end of the report Rob is describing, I said, listening you are, morning edition. Rob ran that sentence through the Microsoft grammar check and found that it corrected the sentence to say, listening you is, morning edition. And now a few corrections of our own. In our report earlier this month on the Environmental Protection Agency's new mercury pollution rule, we reported that a fish called pollock is a health hazard. The EPA describes pollock and tuna as the biggest sources of mercury in American diets. Here's a clarification, though. The agency says that individual servings of pollock and light tuna have relatively low levels of mercury. What makes this fish a major source of mercury is that Americans eat a lot of it. We also said that pollock is usually imported, but in fact, most of the pollock we eat comes from American waters in the Bering Sea. In an interview about the revolution in Kyrgyzstan, we said the country borders Afghanistan. It does not. On Monday, John Feinstein said that Rick Pitino is the first coach in history to take three different teams to the Final Four. Pitino may be the first men's coach, but in women's basketball, see Vivian Stringer has taken Cheney State, Iowa, and Rutgers to the Final Four. That's three. And many of you wrote in to remind me that the correct pronunciation is mischievous, not mischievous. Again, that's mischievous. We welcome your letters, mischievous or not, morning@npr.org. Please tell us non-mischievously where you live and how to pronounce your name.